Today on our program, we're going to be talking about Fun Days in Ogden. Ogden Fun Days coming up in just over a week. Shannon Savely's here.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Dave Huntley joins her. Good to have you here, Dave.
Thank you.
And Fun Day, just over a week.
Yes.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay.
Yep. Count down the days.
It is? Is the countdown on your website?
It's not on the website anymore. When we redid the website, it went away.
It went away.
It did.
All right. Well, we still have it on the calendar. It's Friday, Saturday, 28th, 29th. Everything's pretty well set.
Yep.
Finalize. Anything to finalize?
Not really. Now. Nope. Yeah. Everything's just ready to go. I've said it all for the last 6 months, hurry up and wait, and that's where we're at.
So. Now we're waiting.
Yeah. I just got an email. We just had another someone just registered for the fun run. So.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah. And that's all the responsibility of school, right?
Yes. Yeah, the Ogden Cross Country team. So I set up the sign up, and they do everything else.
All you had to do was just all these setup things.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
All, yep, that's all you were responsible for, except for... So you do have a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of different people and groups that are helping, right? You're not there by yourself.
No. There are, we have a lot of different clubs, organizations on board that, like to help as well. So we're thankful for that.
Okay. Dave, from your standpoint as part of the Legion, right?
That is correct.
Being in here. So, how much are you guys tied in, or are you just mostly really focusing on the memorial, getting more information out about it?
We're just still in our early fundraising and design element of the memorial for the veterans, for the Ogden area veterans, so we still got a long way to go.
Yeah, I think, what was it, Oktoberfest, we had Dave Williamson talking about, had some drawings out there and things like that. Now he's got a little bit more for people to look at and stuff. He is pretty well driven to making this work, isn't he?
Well, yes, he did the alleys in Jefferson as his last big project until we approached him and pitched him our ideas, and we didn't want to do the normal that every other Legion or veterans group did, and he came alive and got really engrossed in this thing, and it's perfect. I mean, he's a great spokesman. He's an artist, of course, and he has sketched up a design that will be an attraction and a place to go, not just a monument.
Okay. We'll talk about a little bit more about how you got going on that. But tying this in, last couple of different events that have been going on, it is pretty easy to tie this in to keep information in front of people, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. So when Dave Williamson approached me last year, it was right after Fun Days 2023, and so we met up at the park, and I was like, I'll be honest, I'm not even thinking about Fun Days 2024 right now. But as I, you know, as it got somewhat closer, I was like, it'd be cool to tie the theme into this, and with it being, this is the closest weekend we'll have to the 4th of July, so we're going to roll right into the 4th of July holiday here as Fun Days happens and then is over. So I said, well, it'd be cool to just do maybe a patriotic theme. So we've got lots of USA-themed, veteran-driven things going on at Fun Days this year. So,
And a World War II vet.
Yes,
your Grand Marshal.
John Heineman will be our parade marshal. And we've got a cool World War II Army Jeep that will be taking him down Walnut Street next Saturday. And, yeah, the Heinemans have been great to work with, and
He'll probably say this still rides as bad as it did when he rode it.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, I'm very excited about that.
So red, white, and fun.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about some of the activities that are going on. And I know you've got a lot of things that are sponsored by individual, by groups, businesses. So let's hit on some of those too.
Yeah. So our top tier sponsor, our Bulldog sponsor, our $1,000 donation gets you an event sponsorship. So you'll see names presented by so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Those are our top sponsors. Those donations help to bring those events. You've got Vision Bank with the carnival and the pony rides.
Pony rides,
they do that every year. And
car show.
yes, Ogden Family Dental and the car show, and Dave and Donna Olson set everybody up really well for the car show planning, and they've taken a step back, and Dave's brother Darren has taken the reins on that, and he's done a great job. He's got a fantastic car show committee, and Dave's helped me go out, or Darren, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you sound alike, you look alike. Help.
These things.
Hey, that's okay, their mother does the same thing.
Darren's helped go out and get donations for us, and so yeah, he's been great.
You do have Scott Amusements are going to be there.
Yes, so, we're excited for that, for sure. Everybody likes the carnival, so... I say it all the time. We're so grateful to have Scott Amusements just right up the road.
And the fact that it is kind of still early in the season, even though they've already had some events where they're off and things like that. But you can, if you get them booked early, that's important. We don't have a lot of the carnivals around. People forget about that.
Right.
There's not a lot of them around.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, water buffaloes are busy as well. Let's run through some of the things going on. First of all, car show, one of the big things.
Yep.
That's going to be on Friday night.
Friday night, yep.
Okay, so plan when you head over to Ogden, follow the traffic.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't follow it. You might be into the car show.
Yeah, there is no pre-registration for the car show this year. They don't. The gals at the check-in desk... We'll say, well, people come up and say, we pre-registered. Well, they don't know. I guess we've just never shared that with them before.
Yeah.
So we were like, well, let's just forego it, and we'll just see how it goes this year. So no need to pre-register. Just show up between 3:30 and 5, and the gals there will get you all set up.
And street blocked off for it, so plan accordingly when you show up.
Yep.
What's the best way to get around? Because I'm pretty sure Walnut's going to be pretty well filled.
Yep.
In both ways.
Yeah, and I have encouraged people who have reached out, people wanting to come super early to park their cars. I have tried to discourage that, so it, just to really wait until that 3:30 mark out of respect for our businesses and consumers as well. So
we still have a lot of traffic going on through there, too. All right, so that's going on. Where will Scott Amusements be?
They'll be at the park right in front of the elementary school in that... Okay. Sycamore Street, right in front of the elementary school.
All right. So tell me about the puzzle contest.
Okay.
I heard her talking about this the other day, and I'm thinking, okay, this is a challenge.
Yes. Yeah. So last year, I was looking at the Bell Tower schedule. I'm like, oh, I wonder what they've got. Well, they had a mobile escape room. I was like, well, I'm going to look into that. So we brought the mobile escape room. And then this year I saw, oh, a puzzle contest. And I have friends over in Jefferson, Brenda Lindgren, one of my really good friends, is a teacher over in Jefferson. And she got all the info on the puzzle contest. And she's going to put on the puzzle contest for us. So basically, we're going to have, hopefully, six teams of four. And you've got 2 hours to complete a 500-piece puzzle.
Okay.
So
he's going, what?
And it's all the same puzzle. So we ordered.
So you got all puzzles.
Yep,
they're all identical.
They're all the same.
And taking a piece out of each one.
I haven't even opened the Amazon box.
No. So anyway, but four. Okay. So and then it's just. So do we have teams already entered on this?
We do have. I think we are already halfway to the cap. So we've got three teams registered already.
Okay.
So
we can take a couple more.
Yep, we can take a couple more.
And then their effort is you got 2 hours, you got to put this whole thing together.
Yep, so we'll read the rules. Everyone show up at 4:30, read the rules, and then get started. So we're kind of almost hoping to get started a little bit before 5 if we can, so we can make room for the clean transition from the puzzle contest to our 8 o'clock performer.
Okay.
So.
Dave, you gonna enter? Thinking, maybe, I don't know.
It takes me more than 2 hours to put together a puzzle.
Well, even with three friends. those we get. Miller Industries sponsors that.
Yep, so, yes. Yeah, they were our late sponsor, but we appreciate them so much. They're a new sponsor this year, and they reached out to me Thursday, and I was like, I'll squeeze you in. So, we're very appreciative of them for that.
All right. Other Friday things coming up folks should be looking for. Somebody we know is already saving up for bingo.
Yes. Yes, he is. Yeah.
So Lions will be doing that. That's an evening event. And this is their baby. They do the bingo.
They do. And they do such a good job. And I've said it before. I think it's just so fun to look around the park and you're like, where's all that noise coming from? And it's just people of all ages getting so excited over a game of bingo. It's just so fun.
Talk about our entertainment that we have on Friday night.
Yes, Jessica Heening, formerly known as Jessica McClintock. She is from the Fort Dodge area. She married an Ogdenite, so I know her pretty well. She's opened up for Lainey Wilson, Lo Cash, and Jordan Davis, some sort of bigger names. So we're very excited to have her.
Okay, so she's going to be performing that night, and that'll be, what, 8 to 11 or
8 to 11, yep. Okay.
And what's the indoor movie? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I really wanted to bring the movie back somehow.
Okay.
Somehow or another, you know, the drive-in was, it's so dicey. The drive-in, not only, Andrew and I have talked about it, not only is the drive-in kind of pricey to bring in, but it's extremely It's
weather
so dicey.
Dependent.
Yes, and so you don't get that money back whether you have the movie or not. So I said, this year, let's just shoot for an indoor movie. So the Zion Lutheran Youth Group is going to put on a movie at 9:30 after the carnival closes down for kids and families. So.
All right. Saturday highlights, we'll go with those right away because obviously parade's going to be one. People are, well, first let's do the run.
Yes.
The cross-country team, they're taking care of that. They've done that a number of years now, and it draws a number of people.
It does. It does.
I don't know, Dave. You and I aren't going to be running, but...
No.
But they will be out there. And, again, you get a pretty good crowd for that.
Yes.
Tractor ride, Van Wall.
Yep.
Doing that.
Yep, that'll...
Our regular people handling that for you again?
Yes, yep. Tom Hollingshead said, thank you, Tom. That's... He loves that. That's his baby, and he does a great job. So they'll meet at 9:30 at the St. John's Catholic Church parking lot to go through the parade. And then if you're not interested in doing the parade, you can meet Dollar General, you know, that general area and just get on the road and go. So
I was going to say, because that's one of those where you guys have done it, and... Thank you. And away we go.
Right. So, it's one of those things where...
It takes care of itself.
Yes. So it's great. And it's just a nice addition.
The parade itself, give us the route. Because people want to know.
Yeah. We've got Southwest 8th and Walnut 216th Drive, that little interchange there, all the way to where you'll turn to go to the manor.
Yep. Because we always got to go by there.
Yes.
So everybody gets a chance.
Yep. Yep. So just right down Walnut Street.
All right. You are going to have crafts and vendors. Tell us a little bit what's been the reaction, the response for that. Same as always. Got a lot of people coming in.
Yeah, I know that there's another vendor show somewhere in the area that same day. So I think we've got a little competition, if you will, with that. But that's okay. I think we still got a good amount of vendors signed up. Megan Ulrich helps me with the sign up for that. She's great in getting that all orchestrated for us and makes it for an easy transition. And then Michael Aarons, she is the one that tells people where to go when they get there. So another thing that I don't exactly have to worry about. And so they both do a really great job with that.
It's nice to just say, okay, we're doing this. These are the days.
Yeah, show up here.
You got this taken care of, and I'll put something up where people can register.
Yes. So. Yep. It's fantastic.
Easy. Dave, Legion in the parade, obviously. What are you going to have in the parade?
Well, we're not going to be in the parade.
No, you're not.
We're setting up in the park.
Okay, so you're getting ready for your information booth, really.
Yes.
That's what you're going to be doing.
We'll be over there by the seniors' food booth, court, and we'll be set up outside of that. We'll have a small model of the new monument. It's an all neat-looking monument that Dave Williamson made up.
And a scale model.
He's working on a full-size model also.
Wow.
But we'll have a lot of information there, not just about the American Legion, but about the memorial that we're trying to put up for the Ogden area veterans. So,
and ways that people can help support it. Now, let's go back, because even before you took over as the commander, we did have a number of veterans that had talked about doing a monument. I remember a couple of years ago. And they were talking about Glenwood Park Cemetery, and, you know, talk to the city about it and stuff. And it didn't. And then the pandemic came along, and things just slowed and stopped. essentially. Right. Didn't really go away, but you've been able to pick up the pieces.
Yes. Paul Hagen was the commander back then, and they were going to put it, like you said, down at the end of Glenwood Park, Glenwood Cemetery. But we decided that it's more of a city thing, and we want to make it a destination, and nobody wants to go to a cemetery. And also, where they wanted to put it was down on the west end. There's no power down there, so it'd be hard to put lights on it and stuff. And if you put it on the east end where the flag is and there's power, there's no parking. Everybody parks out on the highway, sure, basically. So we decided to go. We have a small one already in the city park on the north end. It has a small obelisk and an American flag and a couple of benches. And we're going to expand on that with this huge entryway into the Memorial Park, if you want to call it that. And it'll be two brick columns that are about 12 feet tall. That'll be the entryway, and instead of having the veterans' names engraved on the bricks, we're going to have them made with a bronze plaques and actually bonded to the bricks, either bolted on or bonded. And we'll be able to have on top of that the artwork that Dave Williamson is working on, and it's a, I will call it a swoop.
Yeah.
It's he describes it very well. I don't know if you want me to go into it, but it starts out as a triangle on one end, and it's your beginning of life, and you get into it, and you're not really well formed, but you start learning what you want to do in life. Yep. Once you get into it and it starts to narrow, your focus narrows, then you join the military, and it takes off, and you go up away from Ogden. It makes a loop, and you come back. You may come back as a whole person. You may come back as only part.
Yeah.
And you may just come back as a memory, but you do come back home. And when you complete the loop coming home, that's your O for Ogden.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look south, you're looking at the past and the present. And you can look for the north from the park, and you see our future, which is the city school, or the school there.
Yeah.
And it's just neat the way Dave does this. At the final end triangle will be the American flag embossed into the end. But we're trying to include the community. We're going to have some artwork from the kids on there so they get involved into it. They understand what the military is like and how people give more than others. You know, some only serve 2 years, some serve their whole life, and some sort of give their lives. So,
again, that's part of the information you guys are going to be giving out and letting people know about, and then how they can help support it, too.
Yes, we have a QR code we're working up, and Shannon's got some brochures that are great coming out. We'll have some there, and you can either donate on the spot. You can donate at home when you want to. We've got some people that are already planning on the donations. We are not going to forget the people that donated earlier that bought what's back then was the bricks.
Yeah.
Cost a little more to put on the bronze plaques, but we're going to absorb that cost. We won't go back and charge anybody anymore, but they are going to be a forever statement.
All right. Good. So more information, and then Dave, I think, is probably going to be maybe out there. I don't know if he's going to be visiting with people or performing.
I think he's going to be doing both.
Going to be doing both.
Yeah.
Which Dave are you talking about?
I know.
Not you. Dave Williams.
Thank you.
He'll be doing a little bit more. Yeah. So, again, that's going to be part of what's going to be happening over there. And you guys will be set up around 11 o'clock or so and then be there throughout the day.
Yes.
On Saturdays.
Yes.
Otherwise, Saturdays, highlights that you want to pass along.
We've got signups ready to go for USA Trivia. We've been working with Dina Boyd. She just left us, but she worked up some questions for American History Presidential Trivia, again, to tie into our theme here. So she got those to me last week. Those are ready to go. So we've got a sign up ready for that. That'll be up on the stage at 1:30. We've also got our annual bags tournament. Signups are ready for that. And then we've got a sign up for our escape room. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Hammer Time Fitness is doing a step aerobics sampling up on the stage. That'll start at 1 o'clock just to kind of help get her name out there. She is a local fitness center. She works out of the Leonard Good Center right now. So she's going to do that. And then the carnival will continue all day, 12 to 9.
Yeah. We got some flag football.
Yes, and that's been changed. They're going to change it up. I released the schedule, and then it changed. That's usually how it goes. Yeah. Andrew never let me release the schedule as early as I did, but I went ahead and did it yesterday or 2 days ago. That'll be different, not tournament style. Okay. It'll just be just some games, I guess. So not, maybe can, not as organized.
People get a chance to see what's going
on. Yeah, so that'll be at the football field at 3 o'clock. Okay. So, yeah, that'll just not tournament style. Okay. So.
And entertainment?
We've got Royce Johns coming on Saturday night. We tried to reach out to him last year, and he was already booked. So, I know.
No.
I mean,
he was supposed to leave that open.
It would have nothing to do with how late I probably reached out to him. But.
Well, or that, or the fact that a lot of people look to try to get him.
Yeah, yep, he's got a good following, so we're looking forward to that.
And are you going to do a late skate?
Yep, and then the skating rink will have late skate from 9:30 to 11:30. So we wanted to help highlight that. Just the fun goes on, you know, like just, I want the adults to have fun. I want the kids to have fun. Like, we want the whole weekend to just be jam-packed full of fun.
All right, so people want to find out what's going to be done when and things like that, or getting signed up, because I saw there's a lot of links for signing up and getting registered. Still, go to your website, right?
Yep, ogdenfundays.com. I did want to give a little shout-out to Lauren Britton, formerly Lauren Hegland. She has helped tremendously with the marketing. She completely revamped our website, so it looks like a real website. It looks so good. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. It looks so, so nice. She's made all of the graphics that we've put on Facebook, and she made the flyer, the schedule, all that stuff. You'll be getting 50212 residents will be getting a mailer next week. She made all of that. It looks so nice. And so, yeah, she's done so fantastic. She saved my life this year.
Again, just find the right people to delegate. And delegate. That's an easy way, Dave. Delegate.
Okay. Yes.
You don't have to do it all yourself. But that's helped out. And again, basically, you've been just kind of saying, okay, we'll be working on this. And then you find people like Lauren to step up and help.
Yep. She just said, hey, if you need any help. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. She's like, I can help with marketing. Done.
Yeah.
Signed, sealed, delivered. Perfect.
There we go. Again, still looking at a lot of fun. And all we need is Mother Nature to cooperate.
Please.
We'll leave that up to Ryan. We'll let him handle that part of it. Otherwise, again, the information is available on the website. That's the easiest way to do it. Be looking for the mailer, like you said, Ogden residents. People out of the area, if you've heard about it, want to go over and take part in Fun Days, check that website. It's an easy way to do and easy way to get yourself signed up.
Yes, too, absolutely.
All right. Looking for a good one?
Yeah. I'm excited. I did want to note, we are also not doing parade pre-registration.
Okay.
Because, again, we just don't utilize it. So we don't.
We haven't done that for a long time.
Yeah. We just line people up as they come. It's just easier that way. So just show up. There is a map on the website and on Facebook. Depending on what you're bringing, look for, it's all color-coded. It makes sense to me. I don't know if it'll make sense to anybody else. But just reach out if you have any questions.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. Yeah, feel free to contact.
Yep.
I don't see, where do I have to go for this? Oh, you go here and go there.
Yep, yeah. Facebook, email, whatever. Just reach out and we'll get your questions answered.
Yep, and Dave, if people come by and take a look at what's going on with the work on the memorial, on the monument to... And if they don't get their questions answered right then, they can always get a hold of somebody else later.
Yes, my phone number is on there. They could always call me.
All right. Do appreciate you taking time coming over to talk about Fun Days.
Yeah,
and we're looking for a great celebration this year.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim.
You guys have a good time and enjoy the weather.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we will.